Now I'm zinned up. I'm ready to go. What were we talking about? Star Wars?
Dude, no, do those zins make your midichlorian levels go up?
They give me asbestos lung.
Asbestos lung?
I do.
Dude, wouldn't that be crazy later on? You just find out that all like nicotine substitute patches are just filled with asbestos.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just
that's
like.
What gave it its flavor.
What the flavor is, it's actually from your school of your youth. We took the sealing off and put it in these little pouches and said it was nicotine.
Yeah. See, this the problem with big tobacco. We won't find a way to give you a buzz without also killing you at the same time. We've done every study possible. We've used science, and we just can't figure out a way for people to get a nice buzz and not get cancer.
I got just dicked on so hard by my friends for even being like, because it was offered to dip, offered cigarettes, all this other stuff. I'm like, nah, dude, I quit doing tobacco. I do Zins now. And all I got was a barrage of pussy. Ah, look at this.
Oh,
pussy.
Dude.
Can't even do real tobacco anymore. And let me tell you.
You got old school G-bashed.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was hard.
You got an old 2005 G-bashing.
I can't. Hey, I'll say this because we're on YouTube and there's a bunch of, you know, sensitive people out there. There are some words I haven't heard since I was about, I don't know, 18. That I was like, damn, yeah. That one still cuts. Oh,
man,
shit.
Shane Gillis really did reset us back.
just, I mean, the G's, yeah. The R's, the
yeah, oh,
every
dude,
interpretation
sure.
Of anything that starts with both of those.
You got hit with Rees and Ruz, dude.
It was. I got hit with the wild F.
Oh yeah, dude. Oof. The flying F?
Yeah.
That's what I call that.
You call it that? I call it the British cigarette. So,
which is weird because that's all you wanted to smoke anyway, but you're like, I'll stick with my pillows.
It's such a crazy thing to get ragged on. Now, mind you, so I got three guys with me doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Their girlfriend, two of their girlfriends come out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what are you doing? And they tell them, and they immediately go, ah! Just join them. I'm like, God damn, dude. If more of
all the girls were also G-bashing? Oh.
I couldn't even, hey, I'm just over here laughing while names are being thrown. Anybody that walks by is like, there is a hate crime going on right now.
Right. Sir, do you feel like you're in a safe space?
Yeah. I could have used some certain key words that I've learned off the internet and gotten allies.
Guys, your language tonight is problematic.
You guys are using some triggering language?
Oh, dude, you were getting just... Where were you hanging out at where they could smoke and stuff?
Outside.
Or were you
right outside of the bar.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were like in a... Well, they were smoking like full-on cigars outside of a bar.
Huh? Well, they're just sitting on, like, the little patio area.
Oh, but, like, I guess when you say...
And when
like,
I say
when
a cigar, I mean, it was a fucking... Is a
Black and mild?
Yeah. I mean, when you got
okay,
that little
got
plastic
it.
Tip,
right.
You're not that fancy. You're, like, fancy no. Trash. You still have... Oh, you're dude. Still in the wrapper, but you're still in the garbage can.
Yeah, dude. No, it's not... It's not fancy. In any... If anything, I rank smoking gas station cigars up there. They're... Lower, I should say, in trashdom than smoking cigarettes, in my opinion. It because you're trying
no.
To be classy.
No, 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 no,
no.
No,
it's way well.
No. I fucking agree with you, but I'm saying I'm putting a asterisk on what you said because you
okay.
Need to tell me the type of cigarette because if you say American Spirits, fuck you, you're just as bad.
I'm talking about Marlboro
okay,
Lights.
We're good.
That's
okay,
all,
okay.
Whenever I'm talking about, when I say you're a cigarette smoker, that's where we're starting. Unless you specifically name a different pack. Okay. My mind is always, you're at Marlboro Lights. That's where we're starting.
Okay. Well, yeah. If you're just at Marlboro, anything.
Right.
Unless you're on the hundreds no. And you're not under the and you're under the age of 65, we have a problem.
Yeah. That's what my buddy Judge used to smoke.
Is he
hundreds? Newport hundreds.
Is he like the size of? Is he the fucking size of Yao Ming? Like, no. Then no, he doesn't need these.
It was the worst because those cigarettes last forever.
Yeah.
So you'd be out smoking, and you'd burn through yours, and he'd be telling a story, and he's not even a quarter of the way through it.
They're crazy.
Like, dude, I want to go inside.
Those things are nuts because the only reason to get those is you know you're going to die. You're speeding up the process. Like I said, you're over 65. You hate this hellscape already. Let me out. Or you're the size of Yao Ming. And to put a normal size cigarette in your hand, if you're 6'6" and taller, it looks like one of those candy store cigarettes you used to get at the gas station. Like, yeah. It's a little nub.
Yeah. Incense burn faster than those things. And incense don't burn that fast. But, dude, I'm telling you, cigars. Like, if you're smoking any kind of cigar you can get from a gas station, like a Black and Mild or a Swisher Sweet, you're trash because you're trying to elevate yourself into a classy status, but you're doing it with shitty product. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So our college, trash. Okay, and my here's where my mind always goes, is to the resident shitty, always caught every other month drug dealer we had on campus in college. And that's the thing. He was always walking around with a Black and Mild, not always lit. Sometimes it was half lit.
Half lit.
Oh, okay. Take that back. It was half smoked and then it was put out. And he's just walking around with that tip in his mouth. And he looked like an ass.
What up, player?
Yeah, he always had.
There's a lot of player getting.
He always
around.
Had it in his ear, too.
Yep. Classic. Yeah, and let me guess. It wasn't plastic. He did a wood tip because he thought it was classy.
No, he never did wood. It was always that tan, white.
The plastic
tip.
Ugh. Dude, we always got wood tip wine. It was the Black and Mild we always got when we were in high
school.
And,
dude, he never said player. Cigars. He went, man, man. He's from Colorado.
Yeah, so we would just get wood tip wine, dude, and that was the smoking creme de la creme, dude. And that's why I think it's trash. Like, it was trash that we were smoking those in high school.
Oh.
I thought they were better for me than cigarettes, too. I convinced. You know when you start doing that shit and you convince yourself that it's not?
They are.
It's not as bad.
It depends on how you smoke. If you don't inhale them, hell yeah, they're better.
Dude, of course we were inhaling them.
Mm.
Yeah, dude. I used to have champion lungs.
I love
until
this.
I smoked those things.
Yeah, man. I have the lungs of a coal miner because of cigars.
Probably. I seriously think I do. There was a. Luckily, I wasn't in every day. It wasn't every day. I knew dudes who did do that every day, but I wasn't doing that every day.
Oh, I love cigars, but I never went past like maybe 3 times a week.
Yeah, like I knew dudes, but like smoking a cigar like
it takes time
every day. It takes time, but smoking a Black and Mild every day is not the same thing.
No, we used to go through a pack of Black and Milds in like a day or two because there's only 5.
Right, that's kind of what we would do. It's so funny to think that like you used to share it too, like a blunt.
Yeah, you want to hit this?
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck? We're so lame. It's so funny what you think it makes you cool and like what you're trying to do in high school, and then you realize looking back, you're like, God, we were just. I should have been G-bashing myself.
I don't know, man. I just remember seeing so many people that are like, Black and Milds, Black and Milds. I try those. I'm like, oh, these are all right. Try Swisher Sweets, and you're like, And then you go get the ones in the steel cases. Finally, when you get a little money that you can spend, you're like, oh. And then
I'll
you get a real Cuban.
I've never had a real Cuban. I don't even know how you tell if it's real. I heard there's a lot of fakes floating around there. You told you got a real Cuban, you definitely didn't.
Apparently, because the guy that I know that buys them, and he just brought some to the golf course. We had Cubans. He's like, you could tell because of this paper right here. Like, he's a super into cigars person.
Oh, okay.
And he could tell by the wrap and the direction and all this. I'm like, I would never pay this much attention.
Right. Was it like really good? Was it the best cigar you ever smoked?
It was good. I wouldn't say it's like the best. It was fucking good, but flavor-wise, wasn't the best.
No. Well, from what I've been told, like, you wouldn't be able to, like, you'd be like, it ruins all of their cigars. So that's why I don't know if it's real.
The reason I say flavor, it's a good cigar by itself.
Right.
It's great. The reason I say flavor is there's little stubs that I buy that they cognac and cinnamon dip them in, and it tastes like candy to me. It's like, I don't know if I even need the drink to accompany this.
See, here's how you enter into the trash form of cigar smoking. I need to have candy flavors like vapes in my cigars.
Hey, I'm looking for, can I get that grape jelly cigar?
Listen, do you have a dragon fruit frostbite cigar?
Dude, it just ended. I don't know if I told you this.
Probably,
but
did.
Because of him, I ended up getting subscribed for free to Cigar Aficionado.
Ooh!
So I got a magazine just showing up. It was like, I just got a bunch of ideas of cigars and drinks to go with it. And Steph Curry was on one of the covers telling me his cigar of choice.
Honestly, that's pretty sick. I'm not gonna lie. I like. Yeah, dude, I want to drink and smoke like Steph Curry.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was on there telling his, I'm like, dude, yeah, let's go.
I want to do that. I like that they give you the pairing of drinks. Like, that's fantastic. Because, like, you can look that stuff up online, I'm sure. But even then,
yeah,
you can't trust the online articles, I feel like, half the time. You know what I mean? It always feels like bullshit. I don't trust those. Whereas, like, a magazine seems more legit and official, and I can trust that they actually know what the fuck they're talking about.
And this is a problem I have right now with the whole world, because...
with the whole world.
No, it's true.
Listen,
it's the whole world.
I'm about to beef with the entire world.
No.
Kendrick Lamar is only beefing with J. Cole and Drake. I'm beefing with the whole world.
Oh, I have a problem because everybody's going, oh, everything's... media's fake, always trying to feed their narrative. I'm like... yeah, but the media was created to actually give the truth, and if you don't like it, fuck, sorry, but you need the media in some regards.
Yeah, but it's also...
and what I need the media for is my cigarette whiskey combos.
Yes, the people who actually are paying off the proper lobbyists that I know are giving me the credible information.
Big tobacco.
The people who are telling me what I want to hear. I'm not getting cancer from this product.
That's right. I'm only getting cancer from salt.
It's salt. It's only salt is clogging my arteries and is causing me to have a heart attack. Now, excuse me while I eat this gallon bag of Starburst.
Oh, guys, I just got done running. I need to guzzle down this 2 liter of Coca-Cola right now.
Yeah. They say getting that sugar in your blood helps really with muscle recovery.
They say it cleans your car engine so well is because it also cleans out your heart.
Yeah, and I have to put in 3 pillows in my lips so I can focus at work. Nicotine helps with neurotransmission of focus.
It makes things fire, dude. It's like high-octane gas for your engine.
That is my favorite thing about podcast advertising and a bunch of other advertisers right now is when they're always like talking about these other substances and how they're good for you in these ways now. And I'm like, it's hilarious that we're still trying to find a good way to be like, I think nicotine is still good. That's how good nicotine is as a buzz that people are like, there's got to be a way we can still make it sound like it's cool.
I mean, I thought it was cool until that moment where I just got ragged on. I'm like, what have I done with my life?
Yeah, you can't just have nicotine. You gotta have the tobacco with it.
Yeah,
it's so weird that your friend. I'm still like weirded out that your friends were like that mad. Like they were like really ragging on you for that.
Oh no! The worst comment I heard was, "Oh yeah, what are you gonna do? Get hurt to sit down, and so you start showing up with a patch?" I'm like, "Oh you fuck!"
Oh man, that is brutal. Where were you guys at though? Downtown?
Yeah, at the 100 block.
Oh, 100 block? Gotcha. Damn. That's okay. Well, that all this story checks out then. Like, that's the place you would get. Random strangers would walk by and say stuff to you like that.
Yeah,
let alone your
friends. I'm surprised a homeless guy didn't walk by and ask for a cigarette and start making fun of me.
For people who aren't from Council Bluffs, let me explain what the 100 Block is to you. The 100 Block is those chain of bars. That's where everybody goes to hang out. And let me tell you, the 100 Block is still 2009.
Actually, I think it's still 2007. Like it hasn't quite got
sick.
There.
Oh, dude, is Biscuit still getting blared everywhere?
Yeah. I did hear Korn, Y'all Want a Single played.
That was the fun part about it.
I was like, fuck yeah.
It's our music, and I know we've talked about our music too much lately, but I just want to say our music that we grew up on is now getting to that age where it's really fun to go into young people's bars and jack their Touch Tune playlist because you can just buy and pay your song to the top and just play our music from our weird, and it bothers them. It's great joke music now.
Korn, just play Korn Adidas on a loop.
Yeah, dude. It rules. Absolutely fucking rules. Well, Nathan, you know what? People will never understand your journey to becoming a better person. And you know what? You're going to have some adversities. And if your friends don't want to come along with you on that journey, you might have to leave them behind.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I should relapse.
I smoked half a pack that night.
I bought a carton.
We didn't do the podcast yesterday because I sounded like Gertrude from the Home. God, sweetie, I'm not going to have my lemon boss cook for you this Sunday.
I can't take the piss test. I had too many poppy seed muffins, I swear.
It's all poppy seeds. This Home is trying to get my Vicodin taken away from me.
Dude, I haven't had a poppy seed muffin brought to a work event in ages. Did all those people die off?
I've never seen a poppy seed good ever in my life. I'll say that with full confidence. I've never seen one.
Oh,
I don't even know what a fucking poppy seed looks like.
It's just a muffin with a bunch of like little black dots all through it.
I've never seen a poppy seed muffin or any kind of baked good.
Gotcha. They're good.
Are they?
They're so good, it'll make
you
fail
lose your job.
Yeah, they're so good,
they're so
you'll
good
fail a drug
like,
test.
Fuck. People who eat it, they're so good, they're like, fuck it, I'll risk it. No! You have to, like, that's the nice thing about cell phones nowadays. We talk a lot of shit about how bad cell phones are, but now you can be like, see? I ate a poppy seed muffin. It's documented. It's dated by the picture. You can see I ate it on this day.
There's a syringe in your arm. Ah!
Why is there a belt around your fucking arm, dude?
Keeps the poppy seed where it needs to go.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, don't ask me what I do. You're not allowed to kink shame me, Jeff. I'll take you to HR.
Oof. Fuck, man.
Yeah, you should have relapsed, maybe. Did you end up smoking a cigar? Did you relapse? Did you succumb to peer pressure?
I still have cigars from time to time, but no, I didn't have anything. I didn't smoke any cigarettes or anything with them.
Right. The golf course is where you got to keep that shit.
Yeah.
That's like the only time I've tried to keep it at that level now. It's like, in some time, like I'll go on that golf trip here soon. And I'll probably buy like a pack of like a snus or something, or Zins even, and that's what I'll do on the golf course, so that I don't smoke and stuff.
Oh, the golf course is a dangerous place. When you get to the person that is so in deep with cigars that they brought enough for everybody to have three.
Yeah, that's pushing it. The average game of golf, what, probably takes 3.5 hours if you're playing 18 holes with four people.
If you're pushing it, like a real cigar, maybe 1 in 9 holes if you're pushing it.
Right.
But if you, I mean, to have.
You got
to
be Chief Keef in that fucking like, thing, though.
Yeah, you're. Oh, I don't even know how he'd get through three.
You have to be a tank engine, just.
Yeah. And they're not snubs either.
No, you're fucking smoking bats, dude. Like, that's crazy. You're smoking a bat an hour?
Yeah.
That's chiefing, dude.
Yeah. You get.
Like, I guess when I've smoked a cigar like that before, but it's not enjoyable. That's how you get sick.
Yeah.
Like, you guys got to take some, like, puffs. I have them go out on me all the time because I'm like trying not to like do that.
Because
I don't want to smoke a cigar like the way I eat by just shoveling food in my mouth. Just, like,
this guy
have to consume.
This guy smoke, and I'm not making this up. He smokes a cigar, not unlike a dealer in the Prohibition era, because like
is he chewing on it too?
At the end of it, yeah, it's kind of gnarled. But he's doing that, and then he has his flask with him.
Oh, see, what is it about the golf course? This is a thing I've never understood, right? As I've gotten older.
Okay. Degenerates? Okay.
How did they get this whole, like, mystique of this is a place of class and a sophisticated game? It's all dudes getting fucked up. It's always been that way.
It's dudes getting fucked up and horny guys trying to step out of their marriage with the cart girl.
Yeah, there's something. I swear to God, this is why. It's because you're kind of in the woods.
Most of them are actually in the woods after the tee shot.
Right, so like that's why. So we get out, like it just changes your men into caveman brain. You're like, like you just go feral because you're out in nature.
Oh, and it's so funny because they all revert back to high school girls at the cart girls. Because I can't tell you how many guys I've seen after they've paid for something, they drive away and they go, "She wants me."
Oh, dude, she's totally fucking Nobody wanted, no high school girl wanted to have sex with you while you were in high school, Eric.
Yeah, it's all of these guys. I'm like, man, I wish we'd have our final outing party at like Hooters because I would just die laughing watching these guys.
You're right. Dude, I can't. Okay. Cart girls are just strippers at the golf course. They have an act they do so you get better tips. They're just not naked because it'd be illegal. If golf courses get away with it, they would be.
Here comes the OnlyFans cart. You guys thirsty?
Yeah, it's a privates club. Get it? Because you see people's privates.
That's why they're so expensive to play those courses. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. You just see bush while you're trying to find your ball in a bush.
Oh. I was thinking, dude, beer.
Yeah, I don't that is the wild thing with me. Is like and it's funny is you talk to those guys, you're like if you ask them like they're all those dudes who are really have very strong opinions on people who are pedophiles and things of that nature. And then you watch them flirt with the cart girl. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, yeah, you think you have immunity out here or something? It's golf course law. Doesn't count.
This is like international waters, right?
Yeah. Grass on the field. That's not what that expression means. Just because you're on grass doesn't mean you can do this.
No.
I was taking it literally. I thought if you're on grass, you could talk to underage kids.
That's why I can't call from my front yard. No, it's like...
That's why I'm always barefoot at the park. just people taking sayings way too literally.
Yeah.
What? I did the saying. Sayings aren't lost.
He's umping a game. He has to step back 2 feet out of the circle, so he's on the grass to say play ball.
Right. Yeah. I don't like this ballpark since they got rid of all the grass, and now it's just gravel the parents have to stand on. I can't. It's not as fun anymore coming in the tournament games.
What is this, now field
the
of dreams?
Have to stay on gravel. Oh, that's fucking great. That's why guys are really scared of hitting it in the sand on a golf course, is because then they can't talk to the cart girl if you're in the sand. Damn it. I'm not on grass. I can't talk to her.
My favorite is the guys that try to muscle up when they see the cart girl coming because they're going to, oh, I'm going to show off. They don't care. All they care about is, don't hit me.
You're right. They also don't know how the game works. I would put down, this is being generous, 65% of the girls, the cart girls, don't actually know the game of golf.
No, they just know you drink heavily while you golf.
Yeah. And they have a gigantic upsell on all their alcohol.
Yeah. That's why you bring your own.
Dude, I bet you there's some girls out there who are really smart with their cart girl skills, dude. If you were smart, right?
Okay.
Real smart. You make a batch of Jell-O shots.
Mm.
And you, when you're out there on your shift, you just bring that cooler with you. And so you sell them for cash only.
Oh, okay.
So then you pocket all of it.
Okay.
Because you could get away with that pretty easy, I feel like, right?
Sure.
That's a good side hustle for a cart girl.
Yeah. Crush up some Kratom and put it in there, too. Get them addicted.
Yeah. Put someone in a K-hole on hole 7. Just stand out there like, fucking dying.
Get real lost in nature.
Yeah, dude. Oh my God. I forgot I had a wife and kids for like 2 hours. I was living in an alternative reality.
That'd be the best for them because they could keep stopping by and they know exactly where they're at.
Yeah, dude, it's really funny because then he gets addicted to golf. He's like, it was a really meditative state. I was in the zone. And he keeps going back to play over and over again, but never gets that feeling again. He can't release it. He's like, why can't I get back to the state of zen I felt?
You know, Terry's been golfing a lot, and he just says he's trying to chase that dragon. I guess he's trying to get a hole in one.
Yeah. He's just like bearded. He's just turning into like a weirded 60s hippie, but he's like worshiping the golf clubs. Like, you will give me the answers.
He slowly morphs into like the persimmon woods. Then the next thing you know, he's got like just a wooden staff, thinking he's Moses on the course.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm telling you, that would be a great side hustle for a cart girl. I think they could make so much more extra money. There's got to be them out, some kind of cart girl out there doing that, right? Because you could undercut the prices of the actual, like, other booze, like, really easy.
Like, I would imagine
beers
so.
Beers are what, like, $5-6 for like a, for only like a 12-ounce can. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it depends on the course, but yeah.
It does, but like most of the time, I would say it's pretty conservative. Like, I'm being pretty
seriously,
spot
like,
on
like
for average. It's
$18 to get a
six-pack. Yeah. So, what, $18? Yeah, let's just, so six-pack, or 18 divided by six is what, $4 a thing? $3. That's not right. It's more than that. Dude.
Well, I must be getting a deal for buying six. I don't know, but that's normally what I pay.
Really? At the golf course?
Yeah.
Oh man, you go to a shithole golf course. There's no way.
Well, you got.
They're like, you need to get drunk to think you're at Augusta.
I'd like to put it this way. They're making enough profit because I'm basically paying for a case, for six.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. When you put it that way, that makes way more sense. I guess. Yeah. Because like a case would be 12 beers would be around $16-17. Yeah. So I guess you're right. You're right. Okay, either way, but like, so you're paying that much. If she makes Jell-O shots, right, a bottle of cheap vodka and Jell-O is like, what, $8?
Yeah, and the Kratom's about the same, so.
Yeah, and so you do that. You could easily, if you make like 20, that makes about 24 Jell-O shots, I think.
Yeah.
With one thing of Jell-O and a bottle of vodka. You sell them for $2 a pop. Easy money, I think.
Yeah, and you get all those people who are like, I'm trying to watch what I eat. Like, these barely count as any calories.
Yeah, these aren't calories at all. Plus, then you can tell your wife you only had one drink because technically this is a dessert.
Yeah. And you're not.
Technically, you didn't drink shit. You ate this.
And you didn't eat enough to spoil dinner.
Right. It's just funny how, like, golf has turned into that. I feel like even all my friends are like that. It's just they love the golf course because they get to get outside. You basically, they're like, yeah, you pay a fee to basically be outside and get fucked up.
Yeah.
And you can legally get fucked
up. Yeah, I was going to say, that's the only place where you can pay for them to go, yeah, we understand you're going to be legally intoxicated on the field.
Yeah. Yeah, you can be drunk outside.
Yeah.
It's not like cops are wandering out there like, you're fucking drunk in public.
Yeah, well,
like,
if they have a crackdown and really need to hit that quota, golfers are fucked.
Yeah. Although, I don't think they want to go out there. Like, that you're asking to be a cop staking out a golf course, you're going to get hit. Like, somebody's hitting you with a golf ball. You're getting smoked somewhere on that.
The town mayor that you catch?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Oh, dude, yeah, that's the problem. That's why they don't go, actually. That's probably why this has happened. All the most powerful people have lobbied.
Golf course rules.
They've lobbied. That's why all the most powerful people there have lobbied to make sure that they're not paying. Like, the cops don't come and bust them for being really fucked up.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
100%. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. So, and that's why it's turned into a place of debauchery, because all the debauchery people heard that the rich people were getting away with this shit, and they were like, well, we're going to come fucking check that out then.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't just have this place and let us not get fucked up there too.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of frats are going to take that up now, because since they can't do hazing, they'll just have beer challenges.
Yeah. Putting a lot of teas in the mouth. Just talking freshman at a hitting tea. Yeah.
Okay. Recreate the scene off of The Mask.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of broken jaws coming this next year, next school season.
Yeah. Well,
that was the worst part about going to Iowa State, is when, like, all the frat dudes were out on the golf course. Ugh. Those guys sucked. They're just bad at golf. They were all so bad.
But they ruled at the same time because they were just having fun.
Yeah, I know. They were just having fun, but they slowed up the game.
That's the best is when you play. Sometimes that's the best is when you play with people that don't even know, because you're just fucking around.
No, I like playing with people who don't know. But like when you have a group of four people in front of you who all suck ass, like it's awful. Like it's the worst.
Until you play through and you bomb a drive, and it's like, I feel like Tiger Woods right now.
Yeah, but they never know to let you play through because they don't know the rules.
That's why you hit over them.
Oh, that's true. I've done that.
Oh, I thought you were out of range.
I've done that once. Yeah, I've done that once where I'm just like, fuck it, and just piped one over some people. Like, take the hint.
Yeah.
And then they stole my golf ball, and then I had to fight them.
To the death. Obviously, you're still here, so we know how that happened.
There can only be one.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's cool. I'm excited for golf season now. I'm just excited to get all debauchery'd up.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Yes. Oh, dude, it's good. I'm so looking forward to it. I need to get in a league. I really need to look into that now.
Yeah, those are starting next month.
Yeah, I know. Most of them are filled around here. You know, that's just the way it is, and I just don't have. And so, I don't know. Probably won't get on one. I have a bunch of buddies now who are getting into golf around here finally. So, and they all keep going, we need to go play this year. I'm like, dude, just let me know. Let's fucking pick a couple weekends a month and go do that.
Yeah.
Good-ass times.
It is. So, what'd you end up doing this last weekend?
Oh, nothing, dude. I didn't do a whole lot. I did do one thing where the Merle Hay Mall, one of our three dying malls we have around the Des Moines metro area, decided to try to bring itself to life this week by having a toy show.
Okay.
Yeah. So
like,
went there.
On like off of Big? They just put a big piano down for everybody?
Yeah, exactly. It was just, it's basically like one of those comic book conventions we've gone to before.
Okay.
So just a bunch of booths, people selling merch, but there was a lot of like collector toy things around and like just different loose toys as well. But it was kind of disappointing, I'll be honest. It was a lot of people selling like movie posters. Which was fine, but it's also like, you're just selling reprint posters. Like, this isn't that.
Who wants a Waterworld poster?
I kind of do. I'll be honest. That sounds kind of sick.
No.
I'll be cool with that.
No.
That'd be sick. Hug me up, bud.
Everybody's going to walk in, see Kevin.
You mean Kevin Costner's best movie?
No, they're going to walk. Everybody will walk in and be like, oh, Yellowstone. You're a big fan?
You mean anti-Dune? Yeah, I'd like to see that movie.
I need to go see that new one.
I haven't seen the first one. I don't know anything about Dune, and for some reason, I don't want to. Every time it pops up, I'm just like, I don't care about this. I just don't fucking give a shit. Why would I watch that when I could watch Tremors?
What if I told you there's political drama, but in the midst of that political drama is this dust drug and worms that try to eat you?
Yet again, could just watch Tremors. If you watch the Tremor series deep enough, it gets political. Eventually, there's conspiracies popping up. Things get real in Tremors, dude.
All right.
Yeah, I would rather watch Tremors. But
you're wrong, but okay. I respect your opinion.
Yeah, dude. I'm sorry. Does Dune have Kevin Bacon in it?
I'm sorry. Does Tremors have Timothée Chalamet?
Don't make me G-bash somebody on this podcast, man. Don't make me do it.
You want to zoom?
It was a little bummer of that. And then this, it was a lot of the poster sales people, right? I saw way more of those. There just wasn't that many like action figure areas, or like what they had was just straight junk. It was like flea market style like toys. I thought I'd see higher quality stuff, especially for the prices I was seeing, right? But what really bothered me is I expect this at comic book conventions.
Okay.
Which are booths of people selling their own stories in their comic books that they made, right?
Okay.
Totally expect that. This is a toy show.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be for toys.
Mm-hmm.
And there was way more booths of these dudes trying to sell their books.
It's called Toys of the Mind, okay? You read it and you make your own toys in your head.
Yes. What if I described to you what this action figure would look like if it was bought by a really big company? What if Mattel bought the licensing rights to my book and made these cool action figures?
I'll make a cartoon to make them sell.
Oh, dude, I felt bad for this one guy because I know exactly what kind of friend this was. This guy... We're walking by, we're looking at stuff, and there's this guy, tall, lanky dude, stops us and goes, "Hey, you guys, can you just stop for like a quick second here?" And we're like, "Sure, man, whatever." We're there for a while, so it's like, whatever, this isn't going to impede us too much. And he's like, "My buddy here, he worked on this book for 3 years. He put his heart and soul into it. Can you just like do him a favor and look at it for like 30 seconds just to flip it, just to check it out?" And we're like, my buddy Matt goes, "Yeah, okay," and grabs it and starts flipping through it and stuff. And then the guy who made it is like kind of very sheepish. He's like, "Yeah, it's about this," and he kind of explains the concept of the comic. I'm like, "Oh, it's really cool, man. Like, congrats. Like, it's cool that you did this all by hand too. Like, he inked it and did everything by hand."
Well, actually, I used AI.
No, that's the funny part, Nathan, is that the guy who actually wrote the book clearly is very socially not a good salesman. Like, it's just that's not his thing. Mm. He's an artist. Like, I get exactly where this dude's at. I've been this. Like, when I try to sell T-shirts sometimes after shows, I'm just like, "No, never mind. It's stupid. I don't know. You don't need it." I know this exact feeling. Because when I used to sell printers, it didn't matter. Like, it really, like, I don't give a shit about this printer. I didn't make this design, this printer. But trying to, like, sell something you've actually created, it's hard. It's like, because the rejection of it feels worse.
Okay.
Because you care about it and you made it, right?
Well, his friend is doing a pretty shitty thing, too. It's like, "Just go boost his ego for 30 seconds and you can leave. I don't fucking care. Just help me get out of here."
See, I'm telling you, this isn't about that. This dude's, it was a tag team duo.
Okay.
He because this other dude is actually trying to do the sales pitch.
Okay.
And you could tell this is a dude who's definitely done sales. Because I just knew what this was, right? And he was just like, "Yeah, so we're just really trying to get his book off the ground, man." And he's like, "Listen, I really want him to succeed. So here's the deal. If you guys because there was three of us, he goes, if two of you buy a book, I'm going to buy two books and match it just so like it might help my buddy out." I'm like, I know you're not going to do that. I know you're not going to buy two books from your buddy to do this. You're just trying to get us to buy two books. I know this sales tactic. And
did he pull you aside? It's like, "Look, dude, I'm only making 5 cents per dollar. Hey, you got to help me out here."
Yeah, right. And there's, but that was part of the sales pitch too. He's like, "My buddy drew all this himself. He inked it all himself. No AI was used when he was generating this comic book and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, that's fucking great, man. But it's just like, I just love, it's very weird to me to have your friend try to pitch your book for you.
I was hoping you really said he's like, no AI was generated. And you look and all the hands are fused together and you're like, wait, what the fuck?
Why is it holding an apple like this? Nobody holds an apple like that.
Yeah.
I mean, except in Death Note, that guy did some weird stuff, but he's a demon. Like, this is just a person.
He had very long phalanges.
Yeah, I just like the sales pitch of that always, like, it bothers me because, like, I want to, like, if that guy would have just talked to me about his book,
yeah,
and just been like, hey, can I just tell you about my book real quick? I'd be like, cool, yeah, man. I'd rather, like, that's more honestly. I'll be real with you. I might have bought the book if it was just him as the artist coming up and talking to me.
Okay.
Just be like, hey, man, I got this book. This is the concept of it and stuff like that. But when I get salesman energy from your friend,
mm-hmm.
like it bought, then I feel like I'm getting scammed. You know what I mean? There's just like, it feels like a velociraptor attack. Like I'm focused on this one, and then there's one that comes in from the side. Like I was like, what the fuck?
All the while, you need to be like, hey, let me give you a hint here. Okay, so you're doing comics? Cool. Your age range shouldn't be me. Well, let's go try talking to, I don't know, 8 to 15-year-olds.
Yeah, it was anime fans. Well, that's the problem. Is like they're at it was an anime-based like book, a manga that he made.
Okay.
And that's fine.
You're like, I don't read right to left. I'm sorry. I can't read this.
I also just think I'm not like your target demographic. Dude, it was so funny. So I wouldn't get harassed more, right? Mm-hmm. I wore my Carhartt beanie and my DeWalt shirt and my DeWalt hoodie. So I just look like a middle-aged dad.
You
should have
been like, I'm just looking for home improvement toys. You got a Tim Allen back here?
Yeah. Yeah. You got Al? I'm looking for Al. He's the hardest one to find.
I mean, I may be interested in that Pam Anderson model, too.
Yeah. Funny enough, actually, for Sam's birthday, Sam Hershock's birthday, shout out to Sam, he's 37, he's old as fuck. I got him, he's, well, never listened to this podcast, I got him the first two seasons of Home Improvement on DVD. Yeah, dude, I was pretty pumped on that. I almost didn't. Nice. I almost got them for myself, and I was like, nah, he'll appreciate these. But anyway, yeah, it was just a fun interaction to deal with, like, that kind of stuff. And then the rest of it was just, like, it was just pretty – there just wasn't anything that cool. Although the fun part was is, like, I love going to things like that because then this is when, like, the weirdos that never come out end up coming out into society, like the furries. Mm. Like, we saw, many furries.
What?
Out and
for
about.
Toys?
Yeah.
You know, is it?
Well, because I think they also had a costume contest, but, like, the furries are like, oh, cool, we can just blend in.
God damn it. See, this is what I hate.
Society.
This is what I hate about this traveling KB Toys you went to, is because when they were kids, they're like, you know, those are the barking dogs that used to be out front. We can be the barking dogs now.
Dude, that was... What a great way to sucker kids into the fucking toy store that was, right? Just the yipping electronic robots out front.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, parents couldn't help themselves but go over and look at them.
Yep.
Yeah, it was perfect marketing. Perfect.
It really was.
To get people
and
into
KB Toys, the original GameStop, where everything was behind the counter, hidden and locked away.
Yeah, they were very smart about that.
Yeah.
And then Toys R Us caught on, those bastards.
Toys R Us was hilarious to hold that fucking ticket system.
Yeah.
Which, if you got a ticket, like as a kid, you thought you were in Willy Wonka, and you're like, I got the golden ticket, and you run into the front.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got to do the nice little thing, have them scan, be like, now fetch my game, bitch.
Yeah. Get me my game wench.
Yeah.
I wish to be in a mythical world. There's no way that Spyro 2 is going to suck.
That game actually kind of ruled.
It did rule. I was just joking. I was trying to think of a sequel game or a shitty game that like you were really pumped about, but then turned out to be complete fucking ass, and that was the only game that was coming to my head for some reason.
Oh, Wild Arms 2. I remember getting that going. This sucks.
Yeah. Oh man. There's That's why Blockbuster was the GOAT. Gave you that opportunity to test those games out before you went and bought them.
That's part of me misses that because now I'm like, I will only play kick-ass games I hear about from my friends or watch videos and be like, that looks fun. Whereas before, it's like, I saw a couple pictures in a magazine and it looked good.
Right.
So you get in, you're like, this sucks dick.
Right. You didn't even have YouTube videos to watch and like look at.
No.
Like there was nothing.
The game that I regret getting most as a child was Batman Returns for the NES. It's the hardest fucking game of my life. Couldn't even beat the first level. I'm like, why did I ever buy this?
Oh, I've never played Batman Returns. I'll have to check that one out. I'm sure I have it on one of my emulators.
Because
I played Batman, which is the Michael Keaton one.
Yeah.
Which I know Batman Returns is also Michael Keaton. But, like, the first one's really good. But I also think the first one, like, Batman, was actually not supposed to be a Batman game. They just skinned it to be a Batman game afterwards.
Well, a lot of those original old school NES games were just originally built to be an arcade game.
Right. Yeah, no, it's hard as fuck. Like if I wasn't able to save games the way you can on emulators, I would never beat Batman. It's still hard even with saving.
Yeah. That's like the original Contra. If I didn't know that Konami code, I never would have beat that damn thing.
Oh, no, nobody yet. I don't think anybody could beat Contra without the cheat codes. And if you say you can, I don't believe you. I don't.
Oh, there's somebody out there with a tism that's really good at it.
I think you're a liar, and I think you are a son of a whore. No one can beat Contra
without
the cheat codes.
There's other games. What was the other one that it was? I'd love to play, but I couldn't ever beat it. Was Rygar.
Battletoads?
Rygar. Battletoads is just one level. Once you get past that stupid speed jump on that bike,
yeah,
it's fine.
That's true.
Because then you get pimple.
Yeah. Well, the surfboard level sucked too.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of weird stuff. I just miss all those games back then where it's like, cool, you bought a game. This is going to last you forever because you're never going to beat it.
You can't beat it. This is impossible for your dumb child brain to comprehend.
Exactly. You got fast muscles to hit these buttons? No. Oh, no.
No. Oh. Do you have awesome hand-eye coordination? No? Oh, it's maybe because like all the kids who have good hand-eye coordination are outside playing sports.
You know, if you get closer to the TV, you'd get better, but your parents won't let you.
If you could see the individual pixels, you'd see it. You'd see the,
your parents
see
bought the lie and says it hurts your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, I do miss the renty game. You don't even like... Do they even have, like, real demos of games?
Yeah.
Like, really, they don't have that
they
anymore.
They still have them. They're all down. You got to download them.
See, that's annoying. That's the other... Like, downloading games is fucking so annoying. Like, the fact that you buy a disc and you still have to download something to play it is fucking infuriating.
Well, there's some of them now where it's like, hell, that Final Fantasy game they just came out with, one of the discs is only used to install everything, and then you got to use the other disc to actually play the game.
Jesus Christ. Well, that's on par for Final Fantasy games. They've always been like, we like multiple discs. It's our jam.
It's kind of our aesthetic to set it up so if you lose one, you're fucked.
Yeah. We don't want you to just, you know, we like having puzzle pieces if you decide to. We want to have, like, this be a game where in ancient times we spread these across the continents and you have to find them both in order to unlock the secret.
We're big fans of Yu-Gi-Oh! Collect them all to create the beast.
Yeah, it's 100% true. But, yeah, I mean, it was all right. I wish there would have been more cool stuff. That's for sure. I go to those toy show things always thinking it's going to be cooler than it is, and they aren't that cool. We went to the comic cons around the couple times, and we were both like, "This is extremely underwhelming."
I always go to any of those, the few that I've gone to, with high hopes, excited. I'm like, dude, I'm going to go there and there's going to be a fucking Megazord. I'm going to see the Thundercats Zord. I'm going to see all this cool shit from my childhood that's available. And I'm just going to fuck around with it a little bit, be like, cool, I'm not buying this, and leave. And they never have any of it.
No, they never have any. I weirdly was hoping that they had a Green Ranger dagger.
Oh, like I used to have?
Yeah. I wanted to find that. And if they had it, I was going to buy it.
You know what pisses me off most is looking back at stuff like that and going, I bet if I kept that, it'd be worth something.
Oh, yeah. You would at least get, like, it was like a $25 toy at the time probably, right?
Something yeah, with like inflation, that. It'd probably be worth $2,000.
Yeah, and I guarantee you could get $70 out of it at least, though. As long as it still, like, worked. If it didn't work, you'd probably get, like, $4.
I mean, it's just batteries.
Yeah, but you know how things, like, those speakers and shit eventually wear out if they get used all the time.
Nuh-uh. They work forever.
They were Japanese ingenuity, okay? Those last forever. Look at the NES.
Tommy said this would last as long as the Green Ranger lives.
I got some news for you, pal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I wish it was those were more fun than I realized. I think it's just because I didn't find much. The only things I did find, which is funny, it wasn't even in the actual toy store. They have a store in the mall called Rats, and it's like this old school vintage place, and I didn't even know about it.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, this is cool. And they have, like, old-school vintage shirts and jackets and, like, they have some, like, real throwback shit that you can buy there.
Oh, so
they had a wall of VHS.
It's Goodwill, but for old shit.
Yeah, it's Goodwill, but, like, actually sifted through and collected and found.
It's
like,
it's the curated Goodwill.
Curated. Yeah, it's curated. You know how, like, you know how, like, there's Marshalls? And then there's
TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx. This is the TJ Maxx of the Marshall TJ Maxx relationship.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then you got Ross, who's at the bottom.
Okay.
No, so, yeah, it's curated for sure. But I found a VHS wall, and I was like, oh, sick. I'm down to look at VHSs. And I found both Ace Ventura movies.
Nice.
So I was very stoked
nice.
About that.
I don't know if all the hippies in your area are going to be excited with you blowing up their spot. Like, damn
yeah,
it.
I don't care. Dude, it's in a dying mall, okay? I'm actually trying to drive business somewhere.
Oh, no, the store owners are going to be happy, but the hippies that probably go there aren't. Oh, man,
yeah,
they found out our
dude,
spot.
The hippies there, there's no hippies going there. It's all those are yuppies. They're wannabe hippies and wannabe cool kids are going.
Oh,
to that place
okay.
Buying vintage because it's expensive. Here, I'll give you a perfect example of how expensive it is, Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect example. We found a sick all white starter New York Jets jacket.
Nice.
$200. It's the fucking Jets, dude. That's way overpriced. You can't.
And
spend
like Aaron Rodgers.
It,
just like Aaron Rodgers, a sleeve will rip after four plays.
Oh, dude. This jacket's from pre-Mark Sanchez, dude. This is ancient Jets history. But this one.
Oh, so it's still got some good luck?
I'm pretty sure this New York Stock Exchange was still repping this fucking thing.
That's awesome, though, that they got, like, old-school stuff like that. I wonder if they got the old Nike sweats, like the running gear.
They might. I didn't get a chance to go through all of it. Like, they had so much clothing. So much clothing.
Mm.
They did have a thing I was, like, half tempted to get for you, but it was way too expensive. They had Emmett Smith and Troy Aikman action figures, but they were like G.I. Joe style action figure dolls of Troy Aikman and Emmett Smith.
And it was Emmett Smith standing in front of Troy Aikman, be like, stop, while Troy Aikman's laying down holding his head.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was really, they had some cool shit there, man. They had some awesome patches, like, and they had like old school patches from like AC/DC tours and shit. So it was really cool. I was just stoked that they have a VHS wall. I'm going to go back there and find more cool ones.
Oh, man. Did they sell the big pencils so you could stick them into the VHS and rewind it once it gets eaten?
No, I should get that. I should invest in something like that.
And over here we have the... Oh, you need a case? Cool. We got the Blockbuster Please Be Kind and Rewind right here.
Okay. Oh, I have a couple of VHSs that do have the Blockbuster Be Kind Rewind on
nice.
Them, stickers on them. It fucking rips. I'm actually, I don't even care. I'm like, that's awesome. That makes me happy.
And it makes me happy to know that no one ever returned them.
Yeah, no one ever did. And that's why they went out of business.
Oh,
it's a real catch-22.
That was such a crazy thing, because I don't know if you remember the prices they would give you on those.
Oh, if you wanted to buy them, or if you the fees? If
the
you
fees.
Return them. Oh, the fees were crazy. But at the same time, it made sense. Like, that was their entire...
$8 a day?
Yeah, but that, like, that's the whole point. Like, you had to, like, incentivize people not to keep them. Otherwise, it, like, the business would have collapsed instantly.
You could be like John's family down the street who, on their last ride to Blockbuster, rented 8 movies with the total intention of keeping all of them. They're just like, we're never coming back. Just took those.
Did they really? Yeah.
I was there with them. Hilarious. We were renting stuff. And, like, and they were, those are cool. I like these movies. And they just never took them back.
They never, but that was like way before like Blockbuster ever collapsed. Like, how'd they
yeah,
get away
that
with
was
it?
In
Did 90,
they put down
a fake
address or something? That was in fucking 95 or 94.
Oh, dude, that was before computers were tracking people. That's great. Yeah, you could just write down a fake address and shit.
Yeah.
Pay cash. They got no trail. Yeah. They got, who the fuck's going to come? What are you going to, dude, if Blockbuster had a goddamn bounty hunter to come find you.
Yeah, if Blockbuster only knew about dog back then.
Yeah, he comes in and just, like, pats a foot and just, rented fools rushed in. Hasn't been returned in 6 months. Bastards.
We got another one. They rented Wild Things. Again. Oh, we only have 6 more of these left.
Their son got Pan. Looks like for the 3rd time.
That's his 6th time renting the video game Driver. He's not bringing that back.
Oh, man. The amount of, like, Nintendo games that probably got lifted from fucking Blockbuster is astronomical.
Fucking video games were... People are complaining now about being 70. I'm like, as a kid, I remember a video game being $90.
Oh, yeah, dude. The video game prices have, weirdly enough, stayed pretty even. It's just... It's weird they actually haven't gone up as much.
No, they went down for the longest time.
Yeah, it's gotten cheaper because it's easier to distribute.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's easier to pirate because you just get on the internet.
Well, that too. I don't know. Arr. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Yarr. I be getting me video games did rightfully.
Oh, okay, Pirate Pete.
The publisher.
That's what that guy was doing when he wasn't playing dodgeball.
I have a hearty hard drive that's filled with games I've bought.
That's what the extra
pirate the pirate.
You got an HHD, a hearty hard drive.
Hell yeah. You know where's a place you could go pirate some stuff if you wanted, Nate?
Oh, yeah, puttinggame.com. Pirate away. Ooh. Have fun, because it's all free anyways. So make sure to go have a look at puttinggame.com, at the entire network, at your fingertips. Also, have a look over on youtube.com, Comic Wade Taylor, all together, Comic Wade Taylor, and you get clips of this show, Not Worth the Time. You get that man's stand-up, Wild Horses, plus his stand-up clips. So be sure to like and subscribe to that, and you won't have a stroke like I just did. But then back on puntinggame.com, get some threads.
That's right, everybody. Head over to the Punting Game shop. We can get yourself T-shirts, hoodies, stickers, mugs, all sorts of cool stuff to represent your favorite shows here at puntinggame.com. And don't forget to use promo code WGAF. That's promo code WGAF, and that gets you free shipping at check out. Also, guys, if you want to watch me do some stand-up comedy here soon, next week, April 3rd, I'll be at the Peachtree Brewing Company in downtown Des Moines doing a show there. That's going to be a lot of fun, so come on out to that. And then Saturday on the 6th, April 6th, I'll be in Albia, Iowa at the Albia Country Club with a bunch of Des Moines comics doing our normal thing out there. Albia, love to see you out there. Love doing the show down there, so looking forward to that.
Yeah. Damn it. They stole Leprechaun from us. We're out. Peace.
Ah, they got Leprechaun in the hood as well.
Who is this?